Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm so glad you've chosen to join us on this Monday. We're just starting a brand new series with Derek Prince called Walking Through the Land of God's Promises. This is one of the core themes of Derek Prince's ministry, the idea that God's provision is inherent in God's promises and that we're called to walk in the promises of God. Over the last weeks, we've studied the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, all sorts of wonderful topics. If you've missed any of that, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. You'll find these series, other series, all sorts of wonderful information about what's going on with Derek Prince Ministries, and you'll find a lot of great resources to help you grow in the Lord Jesus. Well, let's get to it today because this is going to be a great series. We'll be in it all week. So be with us as Derek Prince talks to us about walking through the land of God's promises.
For the theme of my talks this week, I've chosen a title that's different and exciting, Walking Through the Land of God's Promises. God's provision for His people is in His promises. The key scripture for this is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. In those verses, we need to notice the two things that are stated in the perfect tense as things that have already been done. In verse 3, God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. God is not going to give us. He has already given us. And then in verse 4, that's explained in the statement, God has given us His very great and precious promises. So we see that God has given us everything we're ever going to need, but He's given it in the form of His promises. I sum this up by saying, God's provision is in His promises. Let me repeat that. It's so important. God's provision for His people is in His promises. The second point is that the promises are our inheritance. There's that vivid comparison between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, under a leader named Joshua, God led His people into a promised land. In the New Testament, under a leader named Jesus, which is the same name in the Hebrew form, God leads His people into a land of promises. So the promises are our inheritance. And in our talks this week, we're going to be walking through the land of the promises, viewing our inheritance, and seeing how we can possess our inheritance. In my talks this week, I'm going to deal specifically with various needs or problems that commonly arise in our lives, and I'm going to show you in a very practical way how we can meet our needs and solve our problems by locating and claiming the specific promises of God that are appropriate for each particular situation. But first of all, in my introductory talk today, I'm going to consider the promise which is, in a certain sense, the key to claiming all the promises. This is the promise that the Lord gave to Joshua at the time that He commissioned him to lead His people into their inheritance. It is found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This is what the Lord said to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. First of all, let's look at the promise. I suppose there is no promise that gives more complete assurance of complete success than this promise given to Joshua. then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Two things are combined, prosperity and success. Now, you might say, well, that was Joshua, and I'm not Joshua. Well, that's true, but remember that God is no respecter of persons. In other words, he has no favorites. If you meet God's conditions laid down in your life, God will do for you exactly what he would do for Joshua or for any of his other great servants. It isn't the personality that impresses God, it's the obedience to his conditions. So that's the promise. You will make your way prosperous. You will have success. I've discovered in my dealings with human beings over many years that nobody really wants to fail. There is born in every human being a deep desire and longing to succeed. So the people who fail don't fail because they want to fail. They fail because they don't know how to succeed. But this verse that we've looked at tells us how to succeed. It's God's guaranteed pathway to success. Now let's look at the conditions. There are certain key phrases. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Notice the word mouth. Then you shall meditate on it day and night. Meditate refers to the heart and to the mind, to the inner being. Then, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. The key words are mouth, meditate, and do. In other words, and I'm going to change the order for a moment, what do you have to do? You have to think God's law, speak God's law, and act God's law. Right meditation, right speaking, and right action. The rightness is determined by their being in accordance with God's law.
Let's remember two principles that Derek just taught us. One, God's provision is in his promises, what the Bible calls his precious promises. And second, the promises are our inheritance, the things that we receive by faith when we become believers. Coming up, there's so much more great teaching, as well as a visit from some special friends with me here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Why, out of an endless number of possible souls, were you born into this earth? What is your destiny? Where can you discover what God has planned for you? In a powerful audio CD by Derek Prince, you can find the answer to these most fundamental questions. It's called God Wrote Your Scenario, and with it, you'll find the key that unlocks the mystery of God's wonderful plans for you. It is mystery that holds not just knowledge that God himself wrote out the scenario for your life even before you were born, but the ability to discover it and live it out to the fullest. Derek Prince, a man who walked in the fullness of God's plan for his life, will help you discover the plans God has for you and how your life can be filled with meaning and purpose. As our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you your copy of God Wrote Your Scenario, postage paid. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Call now with your gift of any amount and ask for your copy of Derek's powerful CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you've chosen to join me today on this Monday as Derek Prince is teaching us about walking through the land of God's promises. And what he's about to discuss with us is something we really need to know, that the promises are not just acquired or made reality in our lives by believing them. We actually have to walk them out. This is a powerful part of accessing the grace, the power, the promises of God. Let's listen as Derek teaches us on walking through the land of God's promises.
Now, Joshua only had the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, the books of Moses. But we have a much more complete revelation of God, the total Bible containing 66 books. If the five books of Moses would do that much for Joshua, how much should we anticipate from the total revelation of the Bible, all 66 books? Our revelation is greater, but the principles that we have to act on are just the same. We have to think God's law, speak God's law, and act God's law. We've seen that God's instructions to Joshua were, think God's law, speak God's law, act God's law. Now we look at a passage in the New Testament which states the requirements for salvation according to the New Testament. This passage is in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. Paul is speaking about the Word of God, and he says, what does it say? The Word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is, the Word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. A more literal translation would be, with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses to salvation. Notice that all through there's the joining together of the heart and the mouth. We'll go back to that in a moment and study the order in which Paul presents it. First of all, we need to explain two important words that are used. The word confess has a special meaning in the Bible. Its literal meaning is to say the same as. So when we confess, we are saying the same with our mouth as God says in His Word, whatever that may be. About sin, about salvation, about healing, about prayer. Confession is making the words of our mouth agree with the Word of God. Now, the word salvation is an all-inclusive word that covers all the benefits provided for us through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. It includes spiritual benefits, physical benefits, material benefits, benefits in this life and in the next, in time and in eternity. Bearing this in mind, let's look now at what Paul says in this passage about the relationship between the mouth and the heart. He uses that pair of words three times, once in each verse. In verse 8 he says, the word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. Notice mouth comes first and then heart. Verse 9 he says, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Notice again that mouth comes before heart. But in verse 10, where he repeats the pair of words for the third time, he reverses the order. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth he confesses unto salvation. There the heart comes before the mouth. Now I believe there's a very practical reason for this, that many times the way to become convinced of God's truth in experience is to make the right confession, even when you don't feel exactly in your heart that you believe that particular truth of God's Word. You believe it is God's Word. You believe it's true from the beginning to the ending. Because God says it, you're willing to say it. In a certain sense, you humble yourself and you abase your own carnal mind before the authority of the Word of God. And so, because God says it, you say it with your mouth, and from your mouth it moves on into your heart. You say it twice with your mouth, and by that time it's established in your heart, then it's natural for you to say it because it's in your heart, so it comes out of your heart to your mouth. In other words, this is the way you establish yourself in the truths of God's Word. You confess yourself into the salvation of God. First of all, with the mouth, and from the mouth to the heart, then from the heart back to the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. Then after it's established in your mouth and in your heart, you act it out. James 2, 17 and 26 says this, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. And then again, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. In other words, it's not enough merely to believe and merely to say it, but you have also to act it out. So we come back to exactly the same principle that was established for Joshua. Think God's word, speak God's word, act God's word. The result is guaranteed success.
You know, I love Derek's emphasis on confession. There have been so many extremes and weird things about the confession of our mouths, but Derek is teaching us that confession is about aligning our words with the Word of God and then acting on it. That's biblical confession. Listen, coming up in just a little while, I'll be joined by some special friends here in the studio as we talk about what this show is all about and the impact that it's having in the world as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
When you need assurance, or when fear grips your mind and heart, there is one book of the Bible that speaks most clearly to the needs of the soul, the Psalms. Now, Derek Prince escorts you through these wonderful words of comfort in his classic book, Through the Psalms with Derek Prince. In it, Derek offers his unique personal insights into all the Psalms and provides a helpful index to the scriptures that speak to your specific needs. In writing this book, Derek prayed that the personal meditations he included would stimulate the reader to go far beyond anything that he was able to put into writing. Normally $14.95, listeners of Derek Prince Legacy Radio can order Through the Psalms with Derek Prince for only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Going Through the Psalms with Derek Prince will set you on a course of refreshing discovery. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you back with us. What a wonderful introduction to this great new series that today has been. You know, I want to take a few moments to do something a little bit different. We're trying to do something very unique here with this broadcast, with Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Rarely has it been attempted to develop a show around a man who is no longer with us. As I'm sure you know, Derek Prince passed away some years ago, but we're left with a rich, rich legacy of his teaching, of his recordings, and the power of the teaching and the specific style in which Derek taught allows us to continue to air his teachings in a way that's very relevant to our generation. We want to explore that a little bit. What are we trying to do? What's this unique thing that we're trying to do, and how is it impacting our generation? Joining me in the studio today is the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett, also the executive producer of our show, Christopher Selby, and David Holland, one of the producers of the show and a man who often joins me here in the studio. Guys, we're doing something unusual here, aren't we, Dave?
Yeah, we really are. And people who are new to this program may wonder that we don't make any bones about the fact that Derek Prince passed away a few years ago after having an enormous impact on the body of Christ and being one of the central figures of the charismatic renewal movement that swept the world and really changed history. But it may occur to somebody who's new to this program, why are we continuing to air the teachings of a guy who did pass away a few years ago? And this teaching that we're in this week about walking in God's promises, I think, is a good case in point about why we're doing so. Don't you think so, Dick?
Yeah, I do. And one of the things that Derek was enormously gifted at was taking complicated scriptural truths and making them very simple. But I would just say to the listeners that are tuning in right now, don't let that deceive you. You know, he made it very simple, but the fact of the matter was that Derek was a heavyweight. He really was serious about what he was doing. As a matter of fact, he was asked one time by an interviewer, what does the body of Christ need right now? And he answered without hesitation, serious Bible teachers. Yeah. And Derek was a serious Bible teacher. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I would encourage you as you're listening here, you know, get geared up, you know, really be serious about pursuing what is being presented here, because this is serious stuff. And if you really pay attention to it and really commit yourself to it, we believe without a doubt that it will make a tremendous difference in your life. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we feel so passionate about what we're doing.
Yeah, the people in a generation ago who really dove into Derek's teaching experienced tremendous benefits, like this week's topic, walking in God's promises. And what you'll find is that if you'll do the same thing, if you'll not dabble, if you'll dive in, you'll experience tremendous blessings as well, as people are who are consuming the program. I know, Chris, you get an opportunity to catch a lot of the emails that come in from people who are consuming the program and benefiting from the teaching. Maybe you can share one of those with us.
We get a lot of emails, which is really exciting, and some we've just gotten recently. One here from a pastor in Los Angeles who writes, I'm a pastor in the Los Angeles area, and I'm so grateful for the wonderful program Derek Prince gave us as a legacy, and you guys keep on transmitting and not letting them be forgotten. We need them all. Thank you very much. You are really appreciated. This is a guy who is receiving from this ministry, and as a pastor, he's passing that on to a new generation. He's taking up that torch, and he's being part of that continuing legacy. And that's exciting for us to know that, you know, it's not, well, Derek Prince went home to be with the Lord, and now it's done. And also that it's not just stopping with just this program. It's able to be a catalyst for others to walk in that as well.
And, you know, Stephen, as Derek's biographer and somebody who spent, you know, significant time with him in the final year of his life, he really did want this teaching to continue. We use the word legacy a lot, but it was really something the Lord ministered to him late in his life, wasn't it?
You know, I had the privilege of being with him just a few days before he died, and we were actually talking just in those last 48 to 72 hours of his life about the internet, about how Derek Prince Ministries would continue. I mean, he didn't know for sure he was going to pass away, of course, but he absolutely dreamed of it being something wonderful. And I need to say that one of the great things about this is, you know, we have such personality-driven ministries in the world today, that it's actually nice to build and extend something that's not about, and I don't mean to be overly cynical in saying this, but, you know, it's not about the second or third jet, you know, it's not about the extra house, it's not about pumping a guy who's living, it's about getting the word out. Derek's gone, right. And so this is about benefiting the earth with the teaching of God.
So, Dick, tell me, if speak to for a moment, if you would, to a new listener to this program, somebody who's new to Derek Prince, how would you encourage them or exhort them to begin to do that diving in that you mentioned a moment ago?
Well, one of the scriptures that has really been on my mind in this early part of you know, the year is that the scripture talks about from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing, and forceful people lay hold of it. And then Luke 16:16 talks about pressing in. I just encourage you, if you're sensing that, just go with it. If you feel like God is pressing on you, saying, get serious about this, man, follow that lead and just go for it with all your might.
If you're just joining us, I'm being joined here in the studio by Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Christopher Selby, executive producer of our show, and David Holland, who is also one of our producers. And David, you've got some other material to share with us about resourcing the people.
Well, as a matter of fact, and I would be remiss if we didn't point out at this point that this is all possible because there are gifts and support that come in from people from all over America who make this program possible and this teaching possible. And we appreciate those gifts so much. And as a matter of fact, if you can share a gift of support today, we would be so grateful to you. And as a token of our thanks, we'd like to give you, for your gift of any amount this week, a CD by Derek called God Wrote Your Scenario. It's an amazing teaching about how to grab hold of God's destiny for your life.
Exactly.
You can
great.
Go online at derekprince.org, make a gift very easily, securely, and conveniently at derekprince.org. And as a token of our thanks, we'll send you the CD, God Wrote Your Scenario.
Guys, this has been a great time together. Thanks for joining me.
Our Good pleasure. To be with you, Stephen.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic book, Through the Psalms, for the discounted price of only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Derek's special CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.